then we come to the profitability dependence on the room sale. As we all know, hotel rooms like airline seats are perishable product, so that the hotel occupancy is of a prime importance. That's why hotels look for more selling arm through different booking engines, including their own booking engine, consolidators, wholesaler, to sell their hotel. So they will distribute and they give cutout time to their corporate, their booking engines of 48 hours so that they can get a feedback and decide how the hotel is going. And suddenly if they say demand is increasingly going up, they may stop selling through booking engine. This is all the all thing depend to increase profitability with more room sales. The room occupancy level directly affects the sale. That's why hotels are of the point and belief in a business that hotel room should go full. That's why last minute rates are given. That's why consolidators are hired. That's why distributors are encouraged. Booking intermediaries approach to sale has gone internationally accepted. Smallest hotel to five-star hotel look for more booking engine to fill their hotel up, because accessibility goes around the world with the help of those booking intermediaries instead of just the booking engine of the hotel selling out of their own website. So a booking intermediary is a customer or agent of the customer. It makes a reservation for one of or more persons for one or more nights in any type of the accommodation. This results into more sale. So giving and having more booking sources will bring into better result. So admin person from any private company making regular hotel reservation for one or more person of the company may never see a hotel. So a travel staff sitting in some travel agency or a corporate will be continuously booking for his team. And for sure, in his life, he would not have gone any to those hotels. And it goes for travel agents also, because it is not humanly possible for all product to be experienced by the booking engine, by the booking person. And as a result, we call them intermediaries. Higher operational cost is a nature of accommodation business. As a service business, there is a higher operational cost involved into it for in any form, hotel or non-service apartment. It needs large investment in form of property buying to development of room, to regular refurbishment of room on a timely basis, hiring qualified staff, hiring equipment, hiring furniture, cutlery, and so many such things. All result into higher operational cost, because that is the inventory they sell. And with the brand image, you have to pay more attention to the inventory rather than just by name. Because a travel agent selling a hotel doesn't have to have all this hotel as ownership. He's just selling and earning his revenue. Whereas hotel as an operator, as a business person, entity, would need to spend into keep the brand image ongoing. So these are mainly the form of in buying land, building, facilities and type of equipment that is required. So for example, requirement of equipment in kitchen, requirement of housekeeping, requirement of many such things for smooth operation. So you can imagine what is an operational cost involvement. And long-term marketing tasks are, now we come and focus on how the marketing happens. Opportunity assessment for business growth. So if you are looking for additional arm or additional business area, you continuously keep looking, okay, we have enough of tourists arriving from Thailand. Our brand is known to India, and people come from India definitely comes here. Now we enter another market, any market. So they have to choose an opportunity of business and investment, bring in and assess that so that more opportunity comes in for business. Likewise, designing the most profitable business mix. Yes, designing it in such a way that profitability is of importance. Then brand or image positioning. Positioning the brand of Intercon, positioning the brand of Oberoi, positioning the brand of Sheraton, Holiday Inn, Le Méridien, all these are brand positioning. And people buy the brand, they may go for, yes, I will get this, this, this. I'm a frequent program member. I'll get and earn points, all that. Developing marketing integration between units in common. That's ownership of units in individual ownership in form of time sharing. Opportunity assessment for business growth happens with the development of information and communication technology. Such identification may be done through mergers, alliances, and acquisition and other details with third parties that optimize the value. So you would hear that some of the hotel may be hoisting a flag of a particular management running that hotel, and after 2 years, they deflag and another administration takes over the admin of that particular property, which was earlier done by, say, Intercon takes it over from Sheraton, depending on what management think and what they need to bring as a modification, because all international brand come with the admission fees and they provide some of the key posts. The junior staff are not necessarily coming from those brand, but the senior position, including the senior position in the kitchen for five-star hotel, come from an international brand. So Intercont may have their marketing director, their CEO for that hotel or general manager will be from Intercont management coming in from international posting, whereas the staff in housekeeping, staff in kitchen may not necessarily be the direct staff of the Intercon as such. I hope this explains to you the need of the appointment of staff and operational cost involvement. So designing the most profitable business mix, you have to combine and deciding the product or business mix based upon the room rate and target customers. And so corporate will have different rate. Our rack rate will be different. Consolidator would be different. Likewise, the room offering would also differ. For example, a consolidator may not be given the quality room commanding good views, commanding offering better services, and so on. They would be given what they call in hotel industry. They are quoted the price and they say run of the mill or run of the house. So they would be given any room that is available. Generally, the room that doesn't command good position will be offered to the wholesaler because the price is many a time from the rack rate. It may be anything from 30 to 40% off, less than what the rack price is. Rack price refers to the price that is quoted to a client who walks in into the hotel and said, I'm looking for a room. Do you have a room for me? And they would say, yes, we have a room and we are going to charge so much to you. That's a rack rate. So because of all that, deciding on the product and business mix, a lot of such business mix policies to offer to the guests. Some hotel comes up with no breakfast. Some comes with breakfast and transfer. So based on the location of the room, as I mentioned, like a poolside, beachfront, market front, garden front, ocean view, etc., etc. Accordingly, the pricing would depend. And as I mentioned, consolidator, wholesaler, booking engine may not be able to give you the finest of the fine room. So a customer segment vary from hotel to hotel and is the ratio of business holiday segment. And you have to market in accordance with that. So basically, as I said, a hotel room sold through booking engines of different booking intermediaries may not be getting a guest who would be staying for a longer time. They would be staying 2 to 3 nights or 4 nights, and that's all. So for them, size and location of the room matters less. There will be different types of room rate, and I mentioned the rack rate, the corporate, inclusive of group rate, and so many other packages linked to it, like wholesale rate and weekly rate, depending on what the customer asks and what type of a business they are assuring to the hotel group. Dear student, I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. We are understanding the marketing of accommodation business, the hotel business, and we have looked into various aspects of marketing. We have looked into the detail of the hotel room, the way they are priced, they are offered to. And here again, we look at different type of variation that will happen for a room and how accordingly the pricings are looked into and they are made as a price. So some of these variation could be rooms such as rates, package rate, flat rate, special rate, family rate, a run of the house or run of the mill, they also say. Run of the house, which means any room that is available on a specific day in that category. And then membership rate, introductory rate, and complimentary rate. Complimentary rate may come for free, but you have to pay for the taxes, which is to be paid to the government. So all these are the designing the most profitable business mix. So all this type of clientele will be quoted in accordance with that. And remember that all hotel rooms are not of the same value and same designing. The room may be deluxe room, but one has an air condition or some house behind that is visible from the window. Some room don't have window. Some room commands the sea. Some room is commanding the city, street. Some has a garden view. So pricing will be depending on that and the customer's readiness to pay the price. Now we take marketing and accommodation business about the brand and image positioning. Now this is a great exercise that is in the hands of marketing team to build a brand or position the brand for future marketing. So it is required to occupy a position in any mind of your target customer. And yes, when you talk about Burj Al Arab, it's the only 7-star of the different type of hotels that you have. And what do they offer? The 7-star hotel has their own helipad and facilities. Those of you, if you have time, please go ahead and look this Burj Al Arab as a property online. You will notice what a property. So positioning that into international market, their own clientele, will all depend on the type of guests that you would like to market that product. It's also required to differentiate from your competitors. So what do you offer has to be different. The reference of Burj Al Arab I purposely gave because that was initially built as a palace for the royal family. And then later on, it was decided to let it go for commercial activity. And now this is a hotel where any visitor to Dubai very proudly say that I've stayed at Burj Al Arab. So hence, positioning is important and it is needed to determine the position of each unit or group unit that it intends to occupy its target market. So some hotels have suites. Some have presidential suite. Some have every single room at the corner is in the form of a suite, and so on and so forth. So all this brand image is very important in promoting. Relationship marketing comes also in marketing the hotel accommodation. It is normally difficult to acquire a new customer. Yes, to get a new customer seems to be a tough exercise, though not impossible. So then, to keep the existing one, so you are there to keep the existing client with your offers and services and your location and all the unique selling point that you have for that accommodation. But to get a new clientele, you need to put a lot of effort. And that is relationship marketing that works. Repeat of existing customer are valuable. There are customers who would love to stay and always love to stay in that particular hotel only because of their service experience, because of their local experience, and because of whatever other unique features they have. It is necessary to desist innovative ways to encourage and reward the regular or loyal customer. So you need to do visit. It is necessary to retain your existing customer in all possible way so that your loyalty is retained and you have a short business. So most hotel groups use frequent users scheme, very much like frequent flyer program that airline offers. The hotel also has something called frequent guests, and they give them rewards in form of points, in form of upgrade, and so on. Such schemes provide membership in the form of privileged user card and keeps in mind the interests of their regular customer. So a regular customer would love to go during his visit for a sauna, for a body massage. And this is what the membership offered to such guests would include so that the loyalty is retained, the repeat customer is retained and would keep visiting time and again to avail the hotel. Developing marketing integration across several units. So units in common ownership, which means the one referring to units in individual ownership as a voluntary cooperation. So this refers to developing and marketing integration across several units. In case of integrated marketing, in accommodation focuses on the level of coordination that individual units can achieve. Unit here refers to the different distributory channels here and marketing their products. Integrated marketing used in areas such as distribution or promotion and product pricing. So this is an area where you need to work more for integrated marketing for the benefit of the hotel's profitability and occupancy. Integrated marketing has its advantages. Let's count on them. Its first advantage is a distribution, improved access to retail distribution, which means you have more selling arm to get occupancy done instead of just depending on one or two. Online presence and linkage with other sites and even social media. Another advantage of integrated marketing. Going in deep into clientele through various sources. Referrals of business between units. So group from, say, Wipro stays at your hotel. So using that as your integrated marketing distribution, Wipro may recommend your hotel to Tata Group. So you will get central reservation can be used for integrated and referral business. So central unit would be approaching as a corporate approach to another corporate and get reservation from them. Integrated market distribution we have seen. Improved access to retail distribution. Advantages of integrated marketing. First, we saw advantages. And then we now come to the promotion. The promotion of every type of representation at exhibition and trade shows. The hotels are present. If you attend any travel show, you'll find all the five-star, three, four-star hotel exhibiting at those exhibitions where they interact with customers, especially the intermediaries like travel agent, wholesalers. And they look at the scope of joint advertising and PR. So a hotelier would encourage a travel agent to use their brand along as a display of cooperation, integrated cooperation, resulting into more business. And then right to use group brochures, print the name in that travel agent's marketing, addressing it to corporate branding and positioning. So Hyatt will agree with the tour operator and saying that you can put your brochure with our brand and market our product for your business. Another advantage here is the product pricing, which we have gone into detail, to use the different type of price for a different market. Design such product so that group that will give you number will have, of course, the group would have some more requirement that has to be addressed, but at the same time, the group is a definite confirmation on number of rooms and what they need, the group needs that has to be put into the pricing, into consideration, the quality, the assurance scheme, what is desired level of customer satisfaction, and so on. Example, if the group is arriving at 10 o'clock in the night, then they would like to see the senior person on duty. It should be made available for them to see so that the group loyalty scheme would continue, and say a group like one corporate suggests that this is our hotel, all our employees, all our corporate business would be given to this brand, which has offices spread around India and across the world. And this is where the product pricing matters. Sales promotion method used in marketing. What do we think of this? Use of advertising website. Normal thing, you go and use your website and social media, including the associated and linkage website for promotion. And then partnership deal with complementary partner who will be supporting arms to you, any partner in form of a bank, in a credit card, insurance company, all these are complementary partners to one another. So if you buy a hotel, then they would buy some property, a travel insurance through insurance company, or if they are buying from a particular credit card company, they are your partner, they would give you a better EMI and so on and so forth. So sales promotion designed to motivate a retail distribution system. Retailing is one area where hotels that need more number of guests to come and stay, this is the best way of getting and reaching to more. Sales promotion method used are short-term price discounting, use in especially to sell unsold capacity, or using deep price discount designed to motivate and conclude deal with a third party. These are all different promotional methods that are used. And all these I'm reading and explaining are tested by different hotels in their marketing business. So as you understand, hotel accommodation is a very professional business, and the mindset of the successful team depends if you keep all these features that we are discussing in marketing into consideration. Use of Salesforce where applicable, we generate additional sales. Sales teams are not hired to wear good clothes and go around and distribute business cards, but they should generate and tap business for the growth. Depending on budget for accommodation marketing, depends on various type and related for marketing cost, and that cost would be what includes and include all advertising and PR activities, sales promotion and merchandising, making your product at the marketing level, making it as a product and distributing it through different merchants around, information production and distribution, who your marketing and distribution and production teams are, and also cost would depend for the market research that you would do. Also, consortium charges, if you are tying up with some consortium, they would also ask for some budget to promote them. And likewise, human resources cost and expenses plus overhead. So these are all actual costs that has to be borne in mind in implementing and have to be budgeted accordingly. So budget method use are incremental budgeting. So you start getting more revenue. Your budget shouldn't stand what you decided 1 year back, because you need more budget to put to continue getting business. And then fixed or flexible budgeting, depending what you decided, that 7% of our sale will be our marketing budget, depending on what company decide what their policies are and what you adopt from your experiences. So incremental budgeting also is done, widely used in the hospitality industry, that we are not able to penetrate this particular market. Let us invest some more money in form of budget and start getting more business. It generally entails the budget revenue and expenses based on the prior period, adjusting for the inflation by percentage. So what will your budget last year, because of the 3 to 7% inflation, we raised this year's budget to that standard. And that is what incremental budgeting suggests. Then we have got fixed or flexible budget. This method is usually for one specific expense, and that is referred to as the fixed budget. So we will spend 50,000 rupees, or say 2 crores of rupees. A budget adjusted for a change in the level of activity called fixed or flexible budget. So flexible budget, you have hired more team, there is some function happening, you are expecting some event to happen, you have put up some more sales staff to target and et cetera, et cetera. So you go for a flexible budget. It means that when the level of activity changes, it is expected the total of cost will obviously change, and you need to have provision for that. With this, I conclude. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It has always remained my pleasure, dear student, to talk you through all the chapters and share my knowledge and expertise and lift your capacity so that you understand tourism market. Thank you very much. And I wish you good learning, good education, and good time. Thank you.